case you're considering putting off addressing your issues of the Jesus and phenomena in yourself, why would you delay the investigation? It's not like something will magically change and you won't have to be honest or responsible. We can't ignore our issues till they go away. The deep-rooted problem of Jesus and didn't get there overnight. It won't disappear overnight, and it didn't suddenly appear because it's contagious, like a cold having been caught from someone else. It's something which grew over time and was born out of unbelief and irresponsible thinking, being allowed to grow in the dark somewhere in our hearts. The fact that it was allowed means there was a choice, and we indeed are choosing. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said, "The longer we bide our time on dealing with issues, the greater our chances are of running out of time. The longer we let Jesus and stand, the more prevalent it becomes, undermining our faith, short-circuiting the plans God has for us, and then it may not be long before we are replacing the name of the Lord with our own." Jesus and grows in the fertile soil of secret dissatisfaction, and something I know, secrets have a way of not staying secret. Friends, we can't win a race by not entering the race. Problems don't get solved by not dealing with them. For our issues to be solved requires we have an attitude to win, and winners are a pretty determined bunch for sure. Do you have a mindset to win, or is it an attitude willing to resolve easy issues, but dissatisfied to let stand other, more difficult things which require too much uncomfortable honesty? We had a home church at our house. A lot, I mean a lot, of people came and went. After many months, I wondered why many of those folks who came said they just absolutely loved the presence of the Lord there, loved the closeness, authenticity, transparency, and honesty, but then they never came back. So I went around and found them, inquiring as to what motivated them to not come back, if they didn't mind talking about it. Some didn't want to discuss it, but several did. The answers were pretty telling. Among other reasons, they all individually said the transparency and the level of honesty was just too uncomfortable. It was all too close and too revealing. One lady said she was used to operating in a certain way among believers in a larger church body and could no longer, as she put it, she couldn't be herself. My interpretation of that was that she was saying in a larger body she could get away with posturing and acting out, and no one would doubt or challenge her. She was very believable as long as a low level of transparency and honesty was good enough. Another person said they were used to being in leadership and were uncomfortable with their statements and declarations being challenged. Oh, wow. Winners don't just jog for exercise, they're in it all the way. They read books and magazines about running. They set goals for themselves, and they train and push themselves toward those goals. But as far as our relationship with God, generally, not many act like someone who's determined to win a race. To grow as a Christian, we've got to be in the race. If we are going to win at football, we've actually got to be on the field, and we must move the ball. Now, I realize that sounds completely obvious, but in reality, there's a lot of folks trying to run a race they've never actually entered. Transparency, honesty, and authenticity are not exactly top of their list of things important. have the attitude it takes to win. And now that you've heard this, you're responsible for the insight you've gotten. So, what are you going to do about it? You can't unring the bell once it's been rung. And once you're aware of the Jesus and heart posture, it can't be ignored.